Be careful what you tweet. He's watching. Well, from the State of the Union to the State of the States, in particular Iowa, where the Republican governor, Terry Branstad, is on track to become the longest-serving governor in the country's history. Last week, he was sworn into his sixth non-consecutive term. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports on how Branstad keeps winning elections and why many of his fellow governors will be making appearances with him this year in this state that kicks off presidential elections.
Plain-spoken and mustachioed 68-year-old Terry Branstad has never lost an election in the swing state of Iowa. He was governor through much of the 1980s and 90s and came back to knock off an incumbent Democrat in 2010. Branstad easily won re-election in November, and his supporters celebrated at his latest inauguration.
Governor, repeat after me. I, Terry E. Branstad.
I, Terry E. Branstad.
After taking the oath of office, Branstad was quick to point out his long tenure as governor.
I still marvel at a system in a state where a poor North Iowa farm boy can be elected governor. It remains a great honor and privilege to have been chosen by the people of Iowa again and again to serve as your chief executive.
Branstad's speech focused on bipartisanship. The state has a split legislature, so he regularly has to work with Democrats. He also talked about strengthening the state's infrastructure and economy. There were more than 1,000 people in attendance. Iowa's Republican U.S. Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst were there. One guest stuck out, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He's the chairman of the Republican Governors Association, and he's no stranger to Iowa. He made several stops here last year. He tells reporters he's just here to see his friend sworn in.
Branstad's taught me a thing or two about politics and how to govern. He's good at both, and nobody gets elected six times if they're not, so he's taught me a lot.
Terry Branstad has the magic touch. It is remarkable.
That's Dennis Goldford, a political science professor at Drake University.
He seems to campaign in terms of saying constantly to audiences everywhere, I love Iowa, I love this state. I don't think anybody doubts that. That itself is not a political program, but I think Iowans see him as one of them.
In 2012, the Iowa Republican Party was controlled by the Ron Paul Liberty Movement. Branstad is seen as a more mainstream Republican and led an effort to reassert control of the state GOP. Goldford says potential Republican presidential candidates will want to be seen with Branstad.
That doesn't mean that he's endorsing you. He's, again, his position is the more the merrier, and Iowa is important, and I appreciate your coming out here to affirm the importance of Iowa and start your campaign here.
Branstad's advice to any candidate is to spend a lot of time in Iowa.
Go to all 99 counties, meet with the people, answer their questions, and that's, I think, how you can be successful. It certainly has worked well for me through all these years.
Meanwhile, back at the inauguration, Joni Scotter is posing for a picture with Governor Chris Christie. The 73-year-old is a longtime GOP volunteer who's sought after by many presidential Iowa campaigns. She hopes Christie runs and spends a lot of time in Iowa. She says there's plenty of room for all facets of the Republican Party here. She says Iowa Republicans will just need a candidate to run for president like Terry Branstad.
You want to know what? When we get a real good candidate like Branstad. Oh, did you see how many votes that man got? Woohoo! It was just phenomenal.
Iowa Republican activists will get a chance to meet plenty of potential candidates this weekend. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and many more are scheduled to attend an event sponsored by Iowa Congressman Steve King. Chris Christie says he'll be back here too, but don't read too much into that.
We're not voting in Iowa here for nearly another 13 months. So let's everybody take a deep breath, okay? I don't know about you, but I don't feel the need to rush something as serious as deciding whether you want to pursue the presidency of the United States.
And who will be one of the keynote speakers introducing all these guests next week? You guessed it, the unbeatable Terry Branstad. For Here and Now, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.
And while we're on the topic of Iowa politics, brace yourselves. Pollsters there are already gearing up for the 2016 presidential election. Gravis Marketing released a poll of registered Iowa Republicans last week that shows 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney is ahead of other potential GOP candidates who've floated the idea of running. He's the successful businessman who was, of course, seen as a little out of touch with the struggles of many Americans. But last week he told fellow Republicans at the RNC meeting that he plans to reintroduce himself as someone who who wants to end poverty and income inequality. The polls show he has support from 21% of voters. That puts him ahead of Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, and Mike Huckabee. The Iowa caucuses are set for early 2016.